Well, you're back in business. I got your toilet working.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Furley.
Want to hear what I had to do?
Not really.
It was nip and tuck all the way.
I believe you, and I appreciate what you did.
Glad to be of help.
Well, you see, with things the way they've been going, I just can't afford to pay for a plumber right now.
Well, if you want to make some extra money, why don't you put coin-operated locks on those doors?
Oh, gee, I don't think I should charge people.
Why not? Pay as you go.
No, I don't think so,
well,
Mr.
Okay. It's money down the drain.
Well, let's see. What do we got today on the menu here? Patty D. Foyce grass. Creep Susans. Chocolate mouse.
Those French will eat anything, won't they?
Please, Mr. Furley, I've got a lot of things to do. My kitchen helper quit last night and left me high and dry.
Well, I'll be glad to take the job.
Huh?
What are friends for?
Oh, gee, that's really sweet of you to offer to help, Mr. Furley, but
look,
I don't...
Look, I'll work for half what you were paying the other guy. Now, is that a bargain or not?
Mr. Furley, what do you know about working in a kitchen?
Well, what did I know about managing an apartment building? Look how that turned out.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot, Mr. Furley, but I don't think so.
Gee whiz, Jack. You sound as if you don't want me around.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. It's just that I don't want to take advantage of you.
Well, for heaven's sakes, don't let that bother you. What do you say, it's a deal? Attaboy. Okay, Jack, just tell me what you'd like me to do.
Oh, I couldn't.
Hi! Anybody home?
Oh, hi, Terry!
Hi!
What do you think of my new dress? Can you return it? No! I love it! What's wrong with it?
Nothing!
Then why don't you like it?
Oh, I like it!
Thank you. But not on you. Why not? Well, you know, it makes you look kind of, short.
I am short.
Then it's perfect!
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Sure. Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi. Is Jack home yet?
He should be home any minute.
Hello, Larry.
Oh, hi. Are you getting shorter?
Come on, Terry. I want you to try on your new dress.
Hey, Larry.
Hi. How's it going with the restaurant? Oh, perfect. My troubles are over. Furley is coming to work for me.
I think that's beautiful.
You do?
Yeah. A friend helping a friend.
What?
Yeah, look, that restaurant's your dream, and Furley's dream is for somebody to think that he could be useful.
Sure. Everybody needs a dream. Even I have one.
Yeah, I know. I heard about her. Come on, please. I got a lot of things on my mind.
Business still bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. What do I have to do to bring in some customers?
I don't know. You bring in some music.
What do you want me to do, hire a band?
No, not a band. One guy. He works with me down at the used car lot.
What does he play, the brake drums?
No, Jack, he's a guitarist and a darn good one. He's just working as a salesman while things are slow.
Hey, pal, even if he is good, it's a stupid idea. I can't afford to pay him anything.
He'll play for free.
Can he start tonight?
You got him.
Well, you're right, Larry. This guy is really good.
Uh-huh.
You watch. He'll be good for business, too.
I gotta fill these orders.
Okay, bud. I need a bowl of soup.
Right?
You look right at home here in the kitchen, R.F.
Well, why not? If there's one thing bachelorhood teaches you, it's how to handle yourself around the kitchen.
Yeah.
Mr. Furley? Hot, you said. Oh, yeah, you want to put an oven mitten on so you don't burn your fingers.
I knew that. Anything else?
Yeah, prepare these two steak a la Jacques and get them ready for serving.
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Furley, the medium rare gets string beans and carrots, and the medium well gets potatoes au gratin and Brussels sprouts.
Could you repeat that last part?
Potatoes au gratin.
No, the part after, okay, Mr. Furley.
Just read it. And don't forget to pour the bordelaise sauce on both of the steaks a la Jacques.
Right.
You did heat up the sauce like I asked you to.
Are you kidding? Of course I did. Hours ago.
This is great, Larry. How can I ever thank you?
I'll think of something.
Excuse me. Steaks.
Oh, no, what are you doing?
Mr. Furley, that's supposed to be bordelaise sauce. Those are two steaks a la Jacques.
So I use ketchup. It's steak a la Heinz.
That's great. Now the customers are going to have to wait 20 minutes for new steaks. Thank God for that guitarist.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Jack's Bistro. I'm Larry Dallas. And I'm here for your listening pleasure.
What?
To dream the impossible dream. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I dreamed an impossible dream. To be a singer. And now, thanks to my very good friend, the best friend that any friend could possibly have for a friend, Jack Tripper, I'm going to share that dream with you.
I love you, Jack. You're beautiful.
To fight the unbeatable foe. Whoa, whoa, whoa. To bear, yeah, with unbearable sorrow.
Say!
To run where the brave dare not go. Why? Because I won't let the unrivalable one.
Oh, no!
I thought you wanted the ketchup off the steak.
Just forget about the steaks, Mr. Furley. Larry is out there singing.
Why is he doing that?
Because he thinks he can. If I don't stop Larry, he's going to make me lose all my customers.
This is my quest to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far.
Let's take it home, Ralph.
And the world.
Yeah!
For this. Why? Because it's a rotten world. Let's take it. That one hand, scorned and covered with scars. Dig at those scars, I just love him. Still strong. With his last ounce of courage.
Let me handle it.
To reach the unreachable.
Something you want to tell me?
You want to sing here every night?
You got it.
All right.
Okay. Excuse me, I'll take another bow.
Yeah, Larry.
I just, well, I don't believe it.
Well, believe it. A man just got up and sang.
Larry?
Yeah, and he was a big hit.
Larry?
The people loved him.
Larry?
Will you stop saying that?
Oh, sorry. It's just that it's so hard to believe. Gosh, I feel awful. First I miss Woodstock, Now, Larry.
You don't have to miss him, Terry. I've asked him back every night.
Did they really like him that much?
Listen, why don't you guys come on over tonight and see for yourself?
Hey, great.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Yeah, I'll see you tonight. You're gonna love him.
Larry?
Yeah, Larry!
I'm gonna take all of me. All of me. Why not take all of me? Hi there, neighbors. You're looking good. Can't you see I'm no good without you? Ladies, control yourselves. Take my arms. I want to lose them.
What do you think?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Madam, sir, excuse me, folks. Larry, that lady screamed.
Take it easy, pal. They screamed for Sinatra, too.
Hey, hey. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bistro himself, your host, Jack Tripper. Where was I? Take my arms. I want to lose. Hey, pal, I work alone, all right? Good cooking.
Isn't he a riot or what?
Take my lips.
Two dinner salads.
Oh, in the refrigerator, Jack. I put them in there to keep them nice and chilled. You know, like they do in good restaurants.
I don't see them.
Oh, in the next compartment, Jack.
This is the freezer!
Huh?
Oh, no! They're frozen solid! I can't serve these.
Well, why not? Just tell them it's iceberg lettuce.
The customers are waiting.
Well, do you want me to put them in the oven and thaw them out?
No.
Well, then what?
Dinner salads right now, Mr. Furley, okay?
Because you took the part that once was my heart.
I just love the way that sounds. One more time.
Because you took the part that once was my
heart. What do you think?
He's vile, disgusting, and repulsive.
Janet?
I don't like him as much as Terry does.
Just wait till he's finished. Watch what the audience does.
So why not take everybody?
Okay, I understand. You just want me.
All of me. Thank you. You're beautiful.
Well, Larry, they're not applauding. They couldn't. They were too overcome with emotion. I just got a silent ovation.
Excuse me, I'm gonna change for the next set.
Larry, yeah. Next set? You what?
Excuse me.
Oh, don't worry, sir. Your dinner will be up in a minute.
So will my lunch if he keeps singing.
Pardon me?
Cancel our dinners. Come on.
Cancel the... madam? Excuse me. Oh, wait, folks. Please, won't you stay... I'll even throw in earplugs, no charge. Sir, I don't understand it. Yesterday they loved him.
Well, Jack, exactly who loved him?
What do you mean?
Well, who was in your restaurant?
I don't know, a couple of guys from Larry's softball team and a salesman from his used car lot and a girl Larry's been dating. Oh, no!
He packed the audience with his friends.
Oh, that low-down sneaky...
What are you going to do about it?
What do you mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to fire him.
Jack!
Here comes your chance.
Well, why don't you see my new outfit? How do I look?
You look like Zorro. At least he wore a mask.
What's the matter with them? Larry, it's about your singing here.
I will never be able to repay you, Jack.
No.
No, I mean that, Jack, sincerely. These last two nights have been the greatest of my life. I had a dream, and you, you're making it come true.
Larry.
Yeah, pal.
Keep up the good work.
All right.
Well, did you tell him?
Well, Terry, you see,
You didn't tell him.
I couldn't. He was too busy thanking me.
Jack, now you have got to do something. Jack, people are getting up and walking out.
I can't worry about Larry now. I have another problem. I gotta get rid of Mr. Furley.
Boy. Somebody's just gotta tell Larry that he's a flop and he's ruining Jack's business. Good idea, Janet. Now go ahead and tell him. Me? Why me? Because you've been a boss before. You're used to yelling at people and telling them that they're no good. What about you? You're a nurse. You stick needles in people. Okay. Nobody wants to fire him, so he just hangs here forever.
Oh, boy. There was just, like, some way we could get him to quit.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You know, I have some friends down at the hospital. I can call them, and they are getting off duty just about now.
Well, down at the hospital, what are they going to do, take out his vocal cords?
No.
Well, what?
You'll see.
Terry.
Sorry, Jack. Look, I admit this is as much my fault as anybody's.
You were the only one here.
I already covered that. Now, about these dishes.
Forget about the dishes.
What dishes?
What?
Well, you said forget about them, so...
Never mind dishes. There's something important I want to talk to you about.
Huh. Okay, fire away.
Funny you should say that, Mr. Look, see, we have a problem here.
I was wondering when you were going to bring it up.
You were?
Well, you don't have to be a genius to see that tonight's been a complete disaster.
This isn't easy for me to do. You know how much my friends mean to me.
Don't say another word. I'll get rid of Larry. Don't worry. I'll be very tactful.
Hey, guys. I'm on in 2 minutes.
Larry?
Yeah, Mr. Furley.
You're fired.
What?
You're sacked. Canned. Dumped. It's over.
I can handle this, Mr. Furley.
Whoa. Handle what? What's going on?
Larry... It's your singing.
What about it?
Well, it's not very good.
No, seriously, what about it?
Larry, you stink.
I want to hear it from him.
Jack?
Larry, you stink.
All right. Well, look, I'm glad you leveled with me. I mean, it's important for a performer to take criticism. After all, I am a professional. You learn to take the bad with the good.
Oh, Jackie, that was awful!
They hated me! Why didn't you tell me?
Larry, the customers were walking out. What did you think?
I thought it was your cooking.
I'll never be able to face anybody again.
Larry.
I made a fool of myself.
Boy, you sure did.
Would you busy yourself? Larry, you didn't make a fool out of yourself.
I didn't.
No, now you listen to me. You did something that most people don't have the nerve to do. You lived out a fantasy. And years from now, you can look back on this night and say, you know, I wanted to be a singer, and I gave it a shot.
You really think so?
I know so, pal. Come on.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'm not going to go out here hanging my head. No, I'm going to go out here in style.
Huh?
I am going to go out there and give your customers one last show they'll never forget.
Oh, no, Larry, you don't have to do that. Larry, don't bother with that.
Larry. See, Jack? You're worried for nothing. When it comes to telling your friends bad news, you don't have to pussyfoot around. Spit it right out. A friend will understand.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, Mr. Furley, because you're fired, too.
What?
I said you're fired. Mr. Furley, get some air in your lungs.
accident. Are you all right? Are you feeling better now?
Oh, thank goodness.
Jack, there's something I've got to tell you.
Huh.
And you're not going to like it.
What?
After what you just said to me, I can't work here anymore.
But Mr. Furley...
Don't beg! I made up my mind. I quit.
Well, that takes care of one of your problems.
And we're taking care of Larry.
Oh, don't worry about Larry. We had a talk and he's quitting.
What?
Yeah, he's just going to sing one more song so he'll have something to remember.
All of me.
Oh, my God.
We have to stop my friend.
Yeah, come on, Jack. What
do you mean? All of me. Can't you...
Whoa, look at this. How nice for me.
And there's a card, too.
Whoop!
With a phone number. Okay, you little Dickens. Come on. Who threw this? Raise your hand. That's it. The show's over. I'm out of here.
Girls, I just never want to go through a night like this again.
Oh.
Boy, I just like to dig a hole and pull it in after me.
So would Larry. Oh, come on, Jack. Having entertainment was not such a bad idea.
Yeah. Hey, the only problem is you hired Larry instead of us.
You? What could you do?
Me. Why not take her?
Okay, but what could you do?
Oh. How about this? How about this?
Chick-a-boom, 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 chick-a-boom.
Now that's what I call a voice.
Well, your problem is you just don't recognize talent when you see it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't accuse me of having a closed mind. Do it again. Not you, Terry. I'd like a chicken.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.